B-Pod Studios.
Ready, set, go!
This is Checkpoint XP Daily, your daily dose of esports and video game discussion. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Beasley Esports XP. Here are your hosts, Nate Bender, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan.
Checkpoint reached.
Welcome into Checkpoint XP Daily for Tuesday, March 12th, 2019, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on the Talk of Las Vegas, 101.5 FM and 720 AM, as well as KJR 950 in Seattle, Washington. Coming up today on Checkpoint XP Daily, we'll get the latest in esports news from over at the news desk with Sarah Skopic. Plus, we'll gear up for another round of Name That Price Craigslist Edition. Those discussions are ahead here today on Checkpoint XP Daily. But first, let's check in with Sarah Skopic over at the Checkpoint News Desk and get a gaming news update.
Gaming News Update with Sarah Skopic.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you important news.
CheckpointXP.com.
Oxford University in the UK conducted a study on the effects of violent gaming on adolescents. The study of over 1,000 young people revealed no link between violent gaming and any form of increased aggression in the player.
Wow, I did not see that coming.
Well, you should have, because every scientific study that goes into this field comes out with the same conclusion.
No, maybe we should run another study.
Well, I mean, even this particular study, they talked about how some of the other studies that have been done that have maybe shown that link,
sure,
some researcher bias or something that maybe wasn't right with the test. This was one.
No, there'll always be researcher bias.
Of course,
but when
yeah.
you keep having the same study that keeps reaching the same conclusion, science is supposed to have this thing called consensus, where everybody stops, you know,
arguing about it,
yeah. And it just is what it is.
Yeah. Now, here's what I'll say to that, though. The Earth is flat, and a lot of people believe it.
Go away.
I mean, you're right. There's supposed to be consensus, but it never works.
There's consensus among science that the Earth is round.
But, I mean, it is 2019, and objective reality does seem like, at times, it is up for
fracturing
debate between for some people. I reject that. Like, I won't even give that the time or a day or even a half a moment's worth of thought. But I will say this. Video games don't inherently cause violence. Lag causes violence in gamers. Let's put it that way.
Fair enough.
I think that's fair.
EA has issued an apology following their failure to address the predatory behavior of one of their Sims game changers. Multiple teenage boys complained that the person in question, Dylan Sims, made sexual advances toward them online. When the concerns were originally brought to the Sims community managers, appropriate action was not taken. EA has since acknowledged what happened and has apologized.
Wow.
This was absolutely
disgusting.
You want to talk about the exact wrong way to go about dealing with a situation?
This is it. Winner, right there.
This is a blueprint for mishandling one of the most important situations that you could ever possibly face as more and more gaming developers open their communities up to content creators.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This is a bad look, and it looks really, really bad for EA. This is a black eye for EA.
And on top of that, with the advent of community managers and their increased importance, this is another thing where you got to go further and further and vet even more.
Absolutely.
And do even more homework and background on folks. And you're right, it's a black eye.
Believe me, I get it. I have all the sympathy in the world for a community manager who's being approached with this horrendous situation. Like, oh my God, what am I supposed to do about this? But this, you cannot drop the ball on. You have to, handle this properly.
The ongoing lawsuits against Epic took another dramatic turn this week as Alfonso Ribeiro, 2Milly, and Backpack Kid all dropped their claims against Epic. This happened after the U.S. Copyright Office refused to grant a copyright on the Carlton Dance. Until these individuals are able to obtain a copyright on their work, they cannot proceed with the lawsuit.
So
there it is.
Why didn't you do that first? Why didn't you call the
maybe get
patent
copyright
office?
First?
Right, why wasn't that your first step?
Because
why was your first step to consult a lawyer?
Because you knew NBC wasn't going to give it up, because that's who owns it. Probably.
Well,
I
think what they were trying to do is they were trying to bully money out of Epic.
Of course,
they were trying to get Epic to settle, and Epic said, okay, let's see what the courts actually say about this.
Yeah. Right, because if you go to the patent office and they deny your claim, you can't then go and try and file the lawsuit. That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Activision Blizzard is facing two new class action lawsuits following the departure of Destiny developer Bungie from the company. The lawsuits indicate that ActiBliz misled investors in the potential for the split, and shareholders are being encouraged to join the lawsuit following stock drops. A lead plaintiff is still being sought out to spearhead the investigation.
Wow, this is not bad. This is not good.
I got a question for you.
Yes.
You're a shareholder of a company, right?
Yeah.
What happens when you sue that company? Because theoretically, if you sue that company, the stocks drop more and you just lose money.
Yeah, but
how does that work?
I think they may have to, I don't know, like pay out what your shares would be.
Now, Joe,
I don't know.
I've never sued a company that I've invested in,
sure.
Mostly because I've never had
you're poor.
The money to invest in a company.
Right, because you're a poor.
Yes, I am. Yes. So I don't know the answer to that question, and I'm not sure that anyone in this room necessarily has the financial acumen to be able to answer that either.
Still, not a good look for ActiBliz.
No!
In a season of not good looks for ActiBliz.
With Google finally set to unveil the details of the long-awaited Project Yeti at GDC next week, some leaks have begun to surface. A patent filed by Google has shown us what the controller may look like, and it's not going over well. Hopefully that was just an early design idea, because the general reaction has been very negative.
Have you guys seen what this controller potentially looks like?
I absolutely have, and it's hideous.
That's the thing. Now, I say potentially because this was an early patent filed about Project Yeti. It could look completely different by this point.
Here's what just looking at it, it looks functional, but that's about all I'll say about it.
Yeah, pretty
much. It looks like it would function.
Yeah. It looks like a more uncomfortable Xbox controller.
A
more uncomfortable PS4 controller.
It looks like if the DualShock 4 and the original Xbox controller had a baby.
Ooh.
That's what this would be. Except a little bit smaller. I don't know.
It's not a good look.
Let
it look like something
else. It may be the worst controller that I've seen since the Steam controller, which is still the worst controller that I've seen yet.
The first of three major expansions to Fallout 76 arrived this week and comes with a slew of new content. Wild Appalachia brings two new quest lines that focus on mythical monsters and joining the Pioneer Scouts. In addition, players can now open their own store and distill Nuka Shine.
Yes, I'm super excited for this new injection of content. Here's the thing, they did push it back by a day. So when you think about that, like, what does a day really do?
If they wanted to take an extra few weeks, I'd be okay as long as they're avoiding those headlines of Fallout 76 releases more broken content.
Yeah, more patches that break everything.
And that's really it, is that I think that there was probably some instability or things that were broken as a result of this new patch, and I'd rather them take a day to kind of, you know, plug all of the leaks than to push it out and have everyone be upset and disappointed, or the game not be functional for a few days. So definitely this is a welcome addition to the game.
And that's all for the Checkpoint XP Gaming News Update. For more, head on over to our website, checkpointxp.com.
Thanks, Sarah, for the update. Nintendo is known for making some strange decisions at times, but this one might just take the cake. According to a report from the Wall Street Journal, Nintendo actively chose to make less money on one of their titles.
Yeah, specifically that report said that Nintendo asked the developers of one of their mobile games, Dragalia Lost, to make it easier for players to unlock the rare characters in the game, thus players wouldn't have to spend as much money on it. Cygames, who developed it, was quoted as saying, Nintendo is not interested in making a large amount of revenue from a single smartphone game. If we managed the game alone, we would have made a lot more.
I really appreciate this move, though.
Me too.
And I'm gonna tell you why. Not just because of the whole, you know, loot box thing or whatever. It's a company. Nintendo always had this reputation of a company that is all about the art and the virtuosity of making games.
The purity of gaming.
The purity of gaming. You know, and they stuck by that even when it forced their company into decline for the better part of a decade. But they stuck with it, and look where Nintendo is now. And I think it's really important that certain companies don't see the battle royales and don't see, you know, the loot boxes and the microtransaction models and completely lose what it is that we love about them as companies.
Well, yeah, this is all completely on brand. Nintendo has been a profitable, amazing company since before the invention of loot box or battle royales. And so for me to know that they see these trends and realize we don't have to succumb to these to be competitive with the rest of the industry really endears them even more.
I just want to point out the subtext from Cygames here, though, is that, you know, they actively said, listen, if this had been in our hands, we would have made so much more money. And that implies that they understand what the norms of that field are.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying Nintendo is subverting those.
Exactly.
Norms.
Yeah. And are, you know, they're saying, like, listen, we could have pushed this to its logical conclusion or illogical conclusion. Either way you fall on it, on, you know, one side or the other. But, you know, I think that that's really important to note, that, you know, the norms inside of mobile game development are kind of so predatory that
make
no one bats an eye at
it as quickly as we can.
Well, that's not to say that Nintendo hasn't embraced, you know, things like DLC or microtransactions. They have, but just not to the extent that almost everyone else in the game has.
And what does it do? It does nothing but make people feel better about Nintendo and more ready to give them more money.
Well, and don't get me wrong. I mean, this isn't, I don't think this is Nintendo by any stretch of the imagination being some, you know, virtuous flower child in this. They have an image that they are trying to create.
Yeah.
And it is one of, like, hey, we're not trying to be those greedy overlords of the gaming industry. That said, please buy our new Mario title.
There's a movie coming out about Norwegian black metal. I know, odd jump to make, but there's a line in the movie that says, never sell out, and that you can sell as well. But listen, we want to hear from you. Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Still ahead on Checkpoint XP Daily, Joe's got more weird items from Craigslist for us to bid on. Name That Price Craigslist Edition. We'll wrap up today's Checkpoint XP Daily. But ahead next, we'll check in with Sarah over at the Checkpoint News Desk.
A new female esports player has been spotted. We'll tell you where.
Esports news is next here on Checkpoint XP.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Hey, welcome into Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. I want to thank everyone listening on 98.5, the Sports Hub of Boston, as well as the Team 980 in Washington, D.C. Still ahead on Checkpoint XP Daily, Joe's got another round to Name That Price Craigslist for us. We'll put our bidding skills to the test ahead in about 15 minutes here on Checkpoint XP Daily. But first, let's check in with Sarah Skopic over at the Checkpoint News Desk and get an esports gaming update.
With Sarah Skopic.
The annual NBA 2K League draft was held last week, and it played host to some history-making moments. In the fourth round of the draft, the Golden State Warriors drafted Chiquita Evans to their 2K team Warriors Gaming. She becomes the first woman to compete in the NBA 2K League, which is rapidly approaching its second season.
Another victory for America.
Evans was one of two women to qualify for the draft this season, but was the only one selected.
I think this is great.
This is so awesome.
This is fantastic. You know, we've talked on this program before that, you know, some of the physicality arguments that surround competition between men and women in the physical space don't exist in the virtual space. So it's nice to see, you know, those barriers starting to come down. And I wish her all the best. You know, hopefully she has a good season coming up. Sarah, you've actually started a brand new podcast called Not Your Player 2, available over at CheckpointXP.com, co-hosting with our producer, Christine Solis. What do you think about this?
I mean, it's kind of about time. I'm especially excited because it's NBA, which, you know, traditionally we see in physical sports, how that's been separated, as you've spoken. So it's really, I'm just happy that finally we're starting to break those barriers, as you said. It's not enough yet. It is one. I don't want to necessarily say, like, yay, but...
yay. Indifference or the imbalance has ended.
Right.
Like, yeah.
It's
yeah.
not.
It's not a full-on victory, no, but I think it's a step in the right direction.
I do think you're right, though, in saying that because this is the NBA, a big league, you know, making this step forward. I think that is important.
Again, Not Your Player 2 for the female perspective on video games and esports, available over at our website, CheckpointXP.com.
Team Solomid is looking at getting back into Counter-Strike. They were last involved in 2017 until their entire squad requested their release and joined Misfits Gaming. They're looking to acquire the organization's Uruguay 3 as a base for their roster and making tweaks from there.
It's cool to hear. I mean, TSM, one of the big names in esports. Good to hear them, you know, making that foray back into CSGO. I can see how it might be frustrating if your entire roster said, we want to go play somewhere else.
I mean, it's interesting that, you know, CSGO is seeing a little bit of a resurgence at the moment.
Yeah, kind of that the restoration.
Yeah, I mean, it felt like people were kind of like, you know, spreading their wings and trying some other stuff. Maybe they're trying their hand at the Battle Royale scene or maybe even Overwatch. But yeah, there seems to be a renewed interest back in Counter-Strike Global Offensive, and I think that that's a really interesting trend.
Apex Legends is making a change to character hitboxes on their largest characters following ongoing complaints that those characters were too easy to hit. Respawn is being very cautious with how they go about this, giving the changes extra time and testing before implementing them, because they recognize that changing a hitbox can be game-changing.
It definitely can be, and one of the main
issues... I mean, Oddjob is just proof of that alone.
Well, yeah, and you had a really bad issue with Pathfinder, I think, where his hitbox, he's a very tall character, but his hitbox will also extend down below between his legs, so you could technically shoot him in places that his body isn't even at.
This isn't just about, okay, we'll make all hitboxes the same, because they went on to say that characters like Gibraltar or Pathfinder, Caustic, they have bigger hitboxes, but they also have more defensive-related abilities to counteract that.
Yeah.
Speaking of Apex, they're not slowing down and rooting cheaters out of their game. After encouraging their player base to help them find players breaking the rules, they've now banned another 355,000 players from the game.
This is pretty significant. Listen, especially for new games that come out, they're more susceptible than ever to hackers and to, you know, to like aimbotting and stuff like that. Route that out of your community as fast as possible. Be vicious about it. I love to see that. And to see significant numbers like that tells me that EA is being very serious and laborious about tracking these issues down, and good on them for doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's an early game still, but 355,000 is a sizable number of players, and they've said, hey, we're not done either. This is an ongoing process, and if we find cheaters, we're going to ban them.
Yeah, and Gabbers, even in our chat, was saying that he was streaming Apex the other night and got a video of aimbotters wrecking them. So the active hunt to try to route this out of the community is on.
Friend of the show Miss Harvey has parted ways with CLG Red. After spending 4 years playing for CounterLogic Gaming's female CSGO team, the 32-year-old vet will now explore options with other teams. Miss Harvey is a 5-time world champion between Counter-Strike and Counter-Strike Global Offensive.
And we wish her all of the best in finding a new organization to land on. I'm sure that that's not going to be a challenge for her, but I do have to wonder if she might take this opportunity to kind of maybe check out some other esports scenes and see what she could possibly be competitive
with. Yeah, well, she's stay in CSGO, maybe try out a battle royale.
I think it's going to be very interesting to see what her next jump is.
Konami is constructing a massive 12-story esports facility in Tokyo's Ginza district. The building will house production facilities, shops, and classrooms for dedicated esports lessons. While Japan's esports investment is still a drop in the bucket compared to the rest of the world, this is definitely a step in the right direction.
This is so cool. This is so cool.
From Konami?
That's the one part that I was like,
this is a red flag.
Huh?
No, this is a red flag.
Cool.
This is the same video game company that divested everything out of their AAA game development and put it all in pachinko.
I know.
For the better part of a decade.
They made a whole bunch of money and they said, you know what? We're going to give back to the Ginza
district. No, you can't just cut all of your ties to the gaming community and then come back 5 years later going, hey, esports guys,
are you feeling raw because they canceled your favorite series?
No, I'm feeling, you know what, first of all, you should be twice as raw about that as I am, but the thing about it is that this is a disingenuous step. They are trying to get in on the money, the cash grab around it, get Konami out of esports. I don't ever want to see the name Konami next to esports ever.
I disagree.
I disagree.
I think this is a really good chance for Japan that's new in terms of investment in esports.
No.
And to actually get their scene off the ground and help out those communities.
Don't take a handout from the devil. Don't do it. You're gonna have to when it comes time to pay them, you're not gonna want to pay the bill.
You wanna have to live Cuphead? Because this is how you live Cuphead.
Ask Kojima. Ask Hideo Kojima how that worked out for him.
Mm-hmm.
FlyQuest has released one of their Fortnite players following domestic abuse allegations. The girlfriend of Tinny, one of their pro Fortnite players, made the abuse she suffered public and informed FlyQuest of it. FlyQuest said they would conduct an investigation and 24 hours later released the player.
This is terrible. Ugh. I mean, first of all, if you want to talk about the way EA handles things versus the way maybe FlyQuest handled it. 24 hours? Here's a report. We investigate it 24 hours later.
This does seem like the proper way or as an organization to deal with something like this.
I mean, because you have to at least protect your organization, point.
So. Yeah.
That's all for the Checkpoint XP Esports Gaming Update. For more, head on over to our website, checkpointxp.com.
Thanks, Sarah, for the update. Another Smash Ultimate Major was held over the weekend in the form of Smash Ultimate Summit. Norris, how'd it go?
Yeah, so again, another Smash Ultimate Tournament. No Melee. You know, Smash Ultimate Summit used to be just Smash Summit.
Right.
And it was a Melee tournament. And now it's also
completely
fully converted over to Smash Ultimate.
So what kind of attendance was the stream seeing? Because I think that's going to be the number to pay attention to in terms of whether or not TOs moving forward are going to end up going back to Melee. Because I agree, there's a big push for Ultimate right now, which is totally justified. But will it stay on Ultimate or will they end up reverting back to Melee as they've always done?
Yeah, now to be fair, I will fully admit I catch most of this on the VOD, so the live numbers I don't have firsthand from when I was watching it. One thing I will say though is that looking back at the chat replays, the energy is just the same as Melee.
Oh, sure.
If not greater. So I think, you know, the negative energy that people were feeling from, you know, Melee not being at Evo and Nintendo wholeheartedly say we're moving on to the next thing, I think the viewer and the consumer, they're not that raw about it.
Well, you know who
fair.
Seems like they're taking it in stride are the former Melee pros. In the Squad Strike mode, one of the teams was actually named Melee, and it was like Armada, Mango, Leffen, and
it
Plop.
It was the old Melee heads.
The four of them were all playing together on a team and trying that out. So, I mean, overall, I mean, MK Leo gets the win.
That's right.
Over the newly acquired Dabus from Team Liquid.
That's right.
Wow.
And again, MK Leo is still proving himself to be, you know, all in all, probably the most well-rounded and dominant player in Ultimate right
now. He took Genesis, he got to the finals for Frostbite, and now taking another major. I think that's pretty significant in terms of figuring out who's going to be the leaders of the pack in the Ultimate era.
Yep.
By the way, Nairo was the victor in the random versus random mode. I don't know if you got to see any of that, where you have pick random.
No, yeah. I didn't see that.
You just pick random and you use who you get.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think that's a really fascinating mode where it's like, no, I mean, obviously you have some RNG in that. Maybe you just get put into a matchup that's really kind of unwinnable. But the fact that you have to have the ability to play so many different characters. I think that's a really fascinating game.
See, and that's where I think maybe there should just be like a really weird prize for winning random versus random. Like, instead of winning cash, you might just, I don't know, win a TV or...
That's right. Exactly. Like, no one likes all random, all mid mode in League of Legends. Like, everyone likes playing it, but no one would want to watch professional
competitive. Because same thing with Mystery Heroes. Great to play, not so much to watch.
But, exactly. No one wants to watch.
Yeah, and also, very quickly, in the team mode, the Squad Strike mode, we had Gluttony, Void, Zachary and Daybuzz, they won that.
All right, well, listen, we want to hear from you. Were you watching Smash Ultimate Summit? What did you think of the turnout? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint _ XP on Instagram. Coming up next on Checkpoint XP Daily, Joe's been scouring the depths of Craigslist to find more weird things for us to bid on. Name That Price Craigslist Edition is ahead next on Checkpoint XP Daily.
This is Checkpoint XP. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at CheckpointXP.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Welcome to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on ESPN Radio 1300 AM in New Haven, Connecticut, as well as Fox Sports 910 AM in Richmond, Virginia. Make sure you're following us on our officially partnered Twitch channel over at twitch.tv/CheckpointXP. We've got tons of new emotes, including each of our beautiful faces, as well as not one but two cat emotes. Tali and Fritz, our actual cats, are now Twitch emotes. And there's only one place to get them. That's over at twitch.tv/CheckpointXP. Name That Price is one of our favorite games to play here on Checkpoint XP, and Joe spent the better part of the day on Craigslist finding some weird items for us to bid on. So, Joe, what are we bidding on today?
Yep, so as always, I will give you guys the name of the post, any details in it, and if it was a picture, I will describe what was in the picture for you.
Oh, God, I didn't know the picture thing was a thing that we were doing.
Oh, that's a thing, yeah.
Oh, that's horrible.
I'll only do that, though, if there was no description.
Fair enough.
You will have to guess as close as you can to how much they wanted for it without going over.
Oh, boy.
And this, to be clear, are all gaming products,
yes,
right?
Yes, they're all gaming related.
Okay. I'm just making sure.
I was about to say, you're not about to say, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, human hand, you know.
Well, only if it's in a power glove.
Slightly used bedroom swing.
Right,
like,
no.
No. Right? Yeah, that's terrible, right?
Let's want that. Let's get to the game, please.
All right. Up first, Odyssey 2 game console and games. Two controllers, 22 games, three of them don't work. That is the description.
How many games?
22,
but three don't work.
Three don't work.
Why include them?
I don't know. This is I assume a Magnavox Odyssey 2 that they're referring to.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Norris, how much would you bid for the Odyssey 2 with 22 games, two controllers, and three of them don't work?
$50.
Okay.
$50?
Nate, ooh, over to you.
$10.
$10. And Robbie?
$29.99.
Okay. Norris, you are correct. They want $75 for it.
What?
Whoa.
What?
Yep.
That's a collectible.
It's very old. I'll give you that. I don't know if I'd call it a collectible.
Is it really?
All right. Wii bundle, too much to list. It has five pictures that show a Wii, a drum set, a guitar fitness board, and about 30 games, most of which are sports games, fitness games, or Guitar Hero or Rock Band.
I have a question.
Yes.
Is the drum set an actual drum set?
No, it's the Rock Band.
Okay, I was just...
It's all Wii stuff.
It's Craigslist.
I understand.
I have to ask.
That's fair. Nate, how much would you bid for the Wii bundle too much to list?
$150.
Okay, Robbie, over to you.
Well, I was going to go for that too. I'm going to say $159.99.
Okay, and Norris?
200.
Okay, Norris, you are correct again. They wanted
$350. The peripherals. What? The peripherals.
No, Norris, that whole pile of junk is worth like $4.
An original Wii? Yeah, maybe a Wii U, but
not
no.
even. No,
I know, but when there's peripherals, that drives up the price to people.
I guess
not really.
This is one of my favorites.
Okay,
Final Fantasy PS1 lot. What you see is what you get.
Okay.
And specifically, the picture shows a black case holding discs 1 through 4 of Final Fantasy 9, disc 1 and 3 of Final Fantasy 7, Final Fantasy Tactics, and Tekken 3.
This is just the games. There's no like PS1 with it.
No,
I have just so many questions.
So you get all four discs of FF9, two of the discs for FF7, Final Fantasy Tactics, and Tekken 3.
So out of that, you can play Tekken, Final Fantasy 9, and Tactics. But if you want to play 7,
you'll have to find a disc 2 somewhere. He does say in the post that he hopes you will love the games as much as he has.
Enough to lose the second disc?
Oh, boy. Let's go with $49.99.
All right. Norris, over to you.
$30.
$30? Okay.
This guy's clearly delusional. I'm going to say $150 again.
Okay. Robbie, you are correct on this one. He wants $80.
Oh,
mind
wow.
you, no cases.
Man.
No manuals. Just these discs.
Are That's you? Why I said 30, but damn.
Wow. Oh, boy.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. I want to thank everyone listening on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR 560 AM and 95.9 FM, as well as 103.9 in Lexington, Kentucky. We're currently playing one of our favorite games. It's called Name That Price. It's a special Craigslist edition. By the way, what city is this coming from?
Most of these come from Chicago.
Chicago, you're weird. So, all right. Let's get on to our next product.
We have the listing is Xbox 360 console Red Ring. It is an original fat white Xbox 360 console. No cords, cables, controllers, or hard drive included. System has Red Ring of Death, so selling as is.
Why?
List condition is fair.
Fair.
Norris, what would you bid?
$40.
Okay, Nate, over to you.
Yeah, $30.
Okay, Robbie?
I'm going to go 41. It can't be higher than that.
You have all overbid.
Oh,
thank God.
Thank goodness.
I now have some faith in humanity left.
He wants $10, but you have to come pick it up.
Wow.
That's not even worth it.
That's not worth it. That's not worth the trip.
He better be within walking distance.
I mean,
he's basically asked you to pay $10 to throw something away for him.
That is pretty much
you
what
get
is,
to, you
what
have
is
to do all the unhooking as well and like go through the back of the entertainment center.
No, there's no cords.
He doesn't have
cables.
Cords.
Right. Nope. You're right. Got me.
All
got
right. Me. Up next, we've got the NCAA Football 2014 on Xbox 360. The listing says it's the rarest game on Xbox. It's the last game in the NCAA football series.
That is true.
It is true.
No.
Nate,
oh.
How much do you bid?
So that actually is a collector's item.
It is a rare mm-hmm. item.
Was that the last game printed for the system?
No, it was the last NCAA football game.
Last NCAA
game.
Football.
Yeah, they couldn't do it.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about
it's
that.
It's a rare item, stranger.
It is. That is. I'm going to say, you know what? $150. I haven't been right any of the other times.
Fair enough.
So I'm just going to throw that out there again.
Robbie?
I'm not willing to go quite that high. I'm going to say $90.
$90.
That is pretty high.
Okay. Norris?
I am. You know what? I'm going to say $175.
Okay. Well, you have all overbid once again.
Wow.
He wants $80 for it.
That's, you know what?
And I'll be fair. I looked up the prices of it. That's not, it is a little expensive, but not very.
That's kind of fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't hate it. That's not the wrong price.
All right, one more. Okay. Official Nintendo 64 Rumble Pack. It is a used N64 Rumble Pack. That's all there is to it. Norris, what do you bid?
$5.
Okay. Nate?
A used Rumble Pack.
It's a used Nintendo 64 Rumble Pack. If you'll recall, the worst accessory ever made.
I'm going to go ahead and say $10.
Okay.
Robbie. 11.
You're correct, Robbie. He wants $15 for it. Well,
$15 for a Rumble Pack? That seems a little high.
That's super high.
That seems like $13 too high.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's crap.
All right, we're going to have to leave the discussion right there, but we want to hear from you. What weird items have you found on your local city's Craigslist? Send them to us. Wait a minute. That may not be best suggestion.
Mm-hmm. No.
But, you know what?
Don't
still,
do that.
No, still don't send them that. To us. Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Make them gaming focused.
Yes,
that?
Please. At least that.
That's going to do it for Checkpoint XP Daily, the first internationally syndicated show on esports and gaming for radio. Visit our website, checkpointxp.com, for insight on esports and gaming, as well as our growing collection of podcasts and interviews. Make sure you tune in tomorrow when we'll ask our social media followers who their favorite female gaming personality is. And join us Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern over at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Our theme is provided by the band Weird At Last. Find more at weirdatlast.com. Checkpoint XP Daily is a production of Beasley Esports XP. Thanks to our executive producing team of Buzz Knight, Mike Thomas, and Rick Scott. Lead segment producing by Joe Sloan. Producing and booking help from Christine Solis. Big thanks to Sarah Skopik over at the Checkpoint News Desk. And of course, my co-hosts who pulled double duties as producers for Checkpoint XP. Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan. My name's A. Bender. Keep listening.
You've been listening to Checkpoint XP, a complete look at all things esports and gaming. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at checkpointxp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.